You're listening to Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.
When babysitters first started babysitting, we couldn't say that that is what they were doing.
That's what they say. Good morning. I'm Rebecca Kruth, and joining us now is University of Michigan English professor Ann Curzan. Good morning, Ann.
Good morning.
And I've got to say, I was not a fan of babysitting when I was growing up. It could be because I was the youngest. You know, I wasn't forced to babysit my siblings or anything like that. But yeah, not a fan of babysitting.
I liked it when they were old enough to talk. I do much better when they can talk. I want to tell you where this question comes from, because it comes from my friend Frank. I swim with Frank at least one morning a week at this ridiculously early hour. Frank listens to us on Sunday mornings. Thank you, Frank, for listening.
Thanks, Frank.
And every time I see him after that Sunday, he will make some clever quip about whatever we talked about on Sunday, which I always appreciate. He is also regularly asking me questions about language, hoping that one of those questions will get on the radio. And in fact, recently he asked me about the verb babysit, and I said, Frank, that's going to get you on the radio.
It's your day, Frank.
So, Frank, this one's for you. What's interesting to me about the verb babysit is that it comes second. We actually get the noun babysitter first. The Oxford English Dictionary records babysitter in 1937. You can then have a sitter without the baby. So someone can just be a sitter. We get babysit in 1946, and linguists would call this a back formation. Once you have babysitter, and people think about the word babysitter, and you think, well, what does a babysitter do? Well, clearly, just take off the final ER, and that gets you babysit. In the same way, if we look at the history of English, we had editor before edit. We had television, and then we could televise things. So we get the same thing with babysit coming from babysitter. Now, in British English, you can use babysitting for ad hoc arrangements for childcare. For consistent caregiving, you would use childminding.
It's very formal. I like it.
Now, I think if we think about babysitting, certainly you can babysit babies and children. You can also babysit inanimate objects, yes?
Yeah, definitely. Sometimes I'm told, hey, will you babysit the studio so nobody takes it away from me?
Exactly. Babysit the studio, babysit the store, babysit these computers. We also occasionally can babysit adults if we think that they require a little bit of monitoring.
Sometimes they do. Sometimes they do.
Now, let me give you two usage questions, which is, first one, let's talk about spelling. Hyphen, no hyphen, two words, one word?
No hyphen, just one word, all smooshed together.
For the verb and the noun?
Yes.
Not total agreement on this out there. I also like both of them as one word. The AP style book in 2015 has babysit, the verb with a hyphen, and babysitter, the noun, as two words. But Brian Garner in his usage manual, Merriam-Webster, one word, no hyphen, one word for both. American Heritage Dictionary splits the baby, so to speak, and gives you both the one word and the hyphen spelling for the verb. Now, second question, what is your past tense? If today you babysit, yesterday you
babysat. That babysitted doesn't quite sound right.
And in fact, Brian Garner calls babysitted erroneous. And I think most of us, if we use the past tense, it would be babysat. But as soon as I started thinking about babysat, it just sounded so funny to me, although it is the form that I would use. And while we're here, we should note that we can certainly babysit, but we can also do things like house sit, plant sit, cat sit, pet sit. There have been new variants as we've decided there are other things that we can sit.
Well, Anne, I think the only thing I'm going to babysit this weekend is the television. It needs a lot of monitoring, so have a good weekend.
You too.
Ann Curzan is a professor of English at the University of Michigan. We look at the evolution of language every Sunday morning here on Weekend Edition. If you can't always catch us on Sunday, you can subscribe on iTunes. Just search for That's What They Say. And if you have a question about our ever-changing language, email us at language@michiganradio.org.